To end in a small Waikato town after it caused the death of a girl. Ngarowahia locals met last night to discuss how they can make the rail bridge over the Waikato River safer. But Community Board Chair James Fetu told Mike Hosking people just need to tell their kids it's not safe.
Us as a community realising that some of the stuff that we saw as okay growing up is not okay anymore.
Acknowledgement from Corrections that it needs to make improvements when it comes to investigating complaints against prison staff. A total of 31 allegations of sexual and serious assault were made against staff between 2012 and 2016. However, the department can't say if any guards were stood down. Its Chief Custodial Officer Neil Beals says data on assault allegations isn't held on a centralised database. He says such a system's currently being developed to allow corrections to better monitor investigations and their outcomes. Talk of Donald Trump getting a Nobel Peace Prize for his role in getting the two Korean presidents together is being scoffed at by our foreign minister. Winston Peters says it's not the time to be talking about accolades.
It's totally premature. The reality is we haven't seen the outcome yet. And the idea that you would give somebody a Nobel Peace Prize before we've even seen any finality to what was a good start is, a bit ridiculous, really.
The latest QV figures are showing strong growth in property values in the regions. Napier is up 17.6% over the past year. Hastings is up 12.5%, Invercargill 10.5%, Queenstown and Dunedin values rose close to 9%, and Palmerston North is up 8%. QV General Manager David Nagel says many regional centres are continuing to see steady increases, while the rate of growth continues to slow, plateau, or even fall slightly in the main centres. He says those areas that have had strong year-on-year growth over the last 2 or 3 years are now gradually starting to peter out, while the regions are going gangbusters. Rotorua's controversial Mudtopia Festival is too financially risky for the council to run. A report recommends someone else should take it on. The festival has been dogged with issues, including the cost to ratepayers, controversy over importing mud from Korea, and the number of tickets given away. The event held in December last year lost more than $500,000. It attracted about 14,000 visitors, but only 1,500 people paid for tickets. Claims Parliament is wasting too much time performing for the historical record. This after MPs spent most of the first sitting hour of the new parliamentary session congratulating Kate and William on the birth of Prince Louis and singing a waiata. They'd just returned from a 2-week break. Former United Future leader Peter Dunn told Mike Hosking, it's been a long-standing practice to mark a significant event by having a brief debate to record Parliament's feelings.
But frankly, over the last few years, it's become so commonplace on everything from an all-black test victory through to the birth of a royal baby. It's a nonsense now. It demeans the value of the thing in the first place.
A former New Zealand Prime Minister will get 45 minutes to quiz Hillary Clinton in Auckland. Dame Jenny Shipley is emceeing the event with a former US Secretary of State and presidential candidate on Monday night. And she told Mike Hosking Clinton will speak for 20 minutes and then she has free rein for the rest of the clock.
It's exciting from my point of view because I'm entitled to ask any question I like.
News Talk ZB Sport. Real Madrid will chase a third Champions League title in a row later this month in Kiev. The Spanish Giants have drawn 2-2 with Bayern Munich in the second leg of their semi-final at the Bernabeu to progress to the decider 4-3 on aggregate. Karim Benzema has been the hero for Real, scoring both goals, the second after a goalkeeping blunder from the Bayern keeper. Real Madrid will meet Liverpool or Roma in the final, with the Merseysiders taking a 5-2 lead to the second leg of their semi-final tomorrow in Rome. Football with Britannia Financial Services, the experts for UK pension transfers. Former Team New Zealand skipper Dean Barker will attempt to take the America's Cup off his old team in 2021. Barker has been confirmed as a helmsman of American Magic, the challenge coming from the New York Yacht Club. It will be Barker's fifth campaign in the America's Cup, with his first for Team New Zealand in 2000. He's skipper of the Japanese Challenge in Bermuda. A frank admission from Southern Steel mid-quarter. Shannon Francois are ahead of the start of the ANZ Netball Premiership. Francois has, like the rest of the Silver Ferns, been struggling to come to terms with their Commonwealth Games failure. Francois has returned to the Steel after a two-week mandatory stand-down period following the Games. She says she's got a lot of work to do on her own game.
And just that consistency and kind of finding my form a wee bit again. I think it's been quite disappointing with the Ferns, so I'm really keen to have some good games for the Steel.
The Steel's first ANZ Premiership match is against the Northern Mystics on Sunday. There will be a third Kiwi rider in the Giro d'Italia, which starts in Jerusalem on Saturday morning, New Zealand time. Tom Scully has been named in the EF Education First Drapec squad for the first Grand Tour of 2018. George Bennett spearheads the Lotto NL Jumbos Challenge, while Sam Bewley lines up in the Mitchelton Scott team. Commonwealth Games silver medalist Paul Cole has dropped one spot to 10th in the latest World Men's Squash Rankings. He's one of just three players from outside of Egypt ranked in the top 10. Joelle King remains number 4 in the women's rankings. I'm Neva Reddy Manu. That's News Talk ZB News and Sport with Wet and Forget. Remember, it works, you don't. It's coming up to 9:06. Leighton Smith is moments away.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Massive winter sale starts Friday at Lawn Heat and Leisure Pakaranga. Good morning. Now, the Southern Motorway Citybound still slow. Drury through to Takanini again from Mount Wellington. Got this crash on the southeastern on-ramp. In fact, that has just been cleared. The northern slow coming in from Sunset and the northwestern slow from Great North Road. Massport Regency, Renai and Kent on sale. Hundreds of fireplaces at Lawn Heat and Leisure.
News Talk ZB Weather Watch 24/7 with Mike Greer Homes. New homes in Hobsonville available now. Manukau and Waitemata, southwest 15 knots, becoming southeast 10, then rising to southerly 15 later. Hauraki Gulf, southwest 20, changing southerly, then rising to 20 knots. Breamhead to Cape Colville, southwest 20, changing southeast 15, but 20 knots east of Little Barrier Island. High tide at Auckland about now, then 9:26 tonight, and at Onehunga, 12 o'clock this afternoon. Today, fine apart from morning cloud. Tomorrow, fine with southeasterlies, mainly fine on Friday as well. Today's high 20, tonight's low 8, currently in Auckland, 16 degrees.
Prove a point. Prove them wrong. All right. Call 0800 80 1080 now. It's the Leighton Smith Show on News Talk ZB.
0800 80 1080. Email is Leighton at newstalksb.co.nz and you can text on 92 92. Shortly we will talk with Muriel Newman. I want to quote you a little from her column this week called The Pitfalls of Change. After I read you this email. I feel somewhat sorry for Susan DeVoy because jobs like race relations commissioners and diversity inclusion managers insist on avoiding unity but instead actively seek out divisions in order to justify their existence. Identity politics' main aim is to divide and break down humanity infinitely so that if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. As Jordan Peterson says, the people who hold this doctrine, this radical postmodern communitarian doctrine that makes racial identity or sexual identity or gender identity or some kind of group identity paramount, they've got control over most low to mid-level bureaucratic structures and many governments as well. Close quote. And to quote yourself, oh, this is me, from a few days ago, we really need to seriously kill off political correctness if humanity is to progress. Muriel says, some changes in the 21st century, however, is going in the opposite direction. Having mentioned Bob Dylan's The Times Are Changing, there were some restrictions of old that were lifted that ushered in freedom and liberty. So some change in the 21st century, however, is going in the opposite direction, as waves of draconian new rules and regulations increasingly restrict our freedom and liberty. Some liken it to the rise of the machines, but instead of robots taking control of our lives, it's impenetrable bureaucracies. Many of the things we used to take for granted are now being restricted or banned. In some parts of the country, homeowners can no longer use fireplaces or wood burners, leaving families with no way of keeping warm during winter. with power cuts. New food regulations are preventing, sir, I didn't know this, but new food regulations are preventing preschool centres from cutting up fruit as snacks for children, unless they register as commercial kitchens. There's even a proposed law in front of Parliament to restrict who can call themselves a teacher. And it's not just laws and regulations that are restricting our liberty. There's also been a dramatic erosion of our right to free speech. The politically correct vigilantes who populate the media and social media these days, promoting feminism, gay rights, biculturalism and other social justice causes, are increasingly attacking and hounding people who say things they disagree with. By acting as judge, jury and executioner, they're ruining careers and destroying lives. This week's NZCPR guest commentator, former Canadian judge Brian Giesbrecht, has been looking into the wider impact of one of the more recent high-profile international social justice campaigns, the feminist hashtag MeToo movement. And I'll skip all of that. She then moves on, having dealt with feminism and what have you. This same extremism can now be seen in those pushing for gender equality in the workforce. In some fields, like education, feminists have all but driven men out of the profession. But the problem is that no one is speaking up for men. Goes into that a little bit. And then we get into biculturalism, which I'll leave until we're talking. But some of the stuff that she reveals in the bicultural discussion is something that if you are unaware of it, if you don't know about it, should disturb you. Should disturb you. I knew about a couple of things. There was one I didn't. We'll get to it. We'll get to it in time. It's 12 after 9, and we'll talk to Muriel after the break.
Visit Walker & Hall to celebrate your mum and everything she does with a gift she will treasure forever. Walker & Hall Mother's Day sale on now.
This Mother's Day, say thank you for all she's done with the perfect gift for every mum on Grab One. Choose from hundreds of incredible products, escapes and experiences.
If you're looking for ideas for your next date night or a tasty catch-up with your best bud, look no further than some traditional Vietnamese cuisine in Parnell. Grab any two mains and two drinks for two people for just $39 thanks to Asian Ruby Vietnamese Restaurant.
Find the perfect gift for Mother's Day at grabone.co.nz. Grab life, grab one.
Wake up, New Zealand, and open the curtains. What? You don't have curtains? Well, you're just putting on a street show then. iFurniture's now offering a huge range of curtains, including thermal for winter, made to measure at the cheapest prices. Stop the show. See iFurniture at 268 Nelson Street, Onehunga today.
With an ANZ Home Loan Coach to support you at every step, we're helping make first homes possible.
This might actually be somewhat possible.
Search ANZ Home Loans.
What appears to be the problem, sir?
Got a flat tyre.
Then I suggest you change it, sir.
See, that's where my problem lies.
Sorry, sir.
Got a bit of a hernia.
Sir?
Couldn't change it for me. You might have to clean the boot out a bit to get to the tyre.
CityMed is offering hernia operations for $3,000 and they'll have them in and out in one day. Call CityMed and find out if a hernia operation is right for you. Call 0508 CityMed or visit citymed.co.nz.
The home of commercial property and businesses for sale. This is truecommercial.co.nz's commercial property report.
In Oamaru, an historic two-story stone bachelor party pad is for sale as an ideal hospitality venue. Casanova House was built in 1861 by Playboy Englishman Mark Noble, says Sue Morton of Bailey's.
truecommercial.co.nz's commercial property report. For thousands of listings, market research, analysis and much more, visit truecommercial.co.nz.
If you're building or renovating, specify genuine Diamond Fusion Easy Clean so you can keep your showers looking showroom new. Call Diamond Fusion Direct on 0800 66 72 78 for the world's only true lifetime glass protection. If they say it's like Diamond Fusion, then it's not Diamond Fusion. Call 0800 66 72 78.
Don't spend an hour cleaning your shower. Do it in a minute with Diamond Fusion.
Never taking a backward step. Larry Williams Drive.
Pete Dillon is a survivor of clerical sexual abuse in the Ballarat Diocese, which George Pell presided over.
It's actually quite bittersweet because we were hoping to see more of those charges actually stick. George Pell having his day in court actually provides many life survivors and victims an opportunity for us to have our day in court.
Coming up today at 4, get on the front foot with Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB, it's 15 after 9. Now, Dr. Muriel Newman, good morning.